Okay, you are listening to Neighborhood Public Radio on 91.9 FM broadcasting for the Whitney Biennial here at 941 Madison Avenue. And I am here with my guest, Jake the Snake, an artist, a poet, a musician, a liver of life.
You already know, man, from the West Coast, man, to the East.
So we're connecting the whole country here, me and Jake.
You already know, yeah. One love.
So tell me something, Jake. What's going on today?
Man, what's going on, man? Nothing but love and fame, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting ready for work or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you work? Can you tell us?
Where I work?
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Man, I should clarify that, but yeah, man.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. It's okay.
I work at Madison Square Garden, you know?
Oh, all right. Do you perform there? Do you...
Box office right now.
Awesome. People need to be able to get a little ticket.
Yeah, get a little ticket, you know what I'm saying? If there's a couple of honeys out there, you know what I'm saying? If there was some extra tickets, you know...
Go to the box office.
Just holler at me. Yeah,
you'll
man.
Find Jake.
Exactly,
and Jake
man.
The Snake. And
I'll be right there waiting for you, shorty. Exactly, man.
So, how do you like your job? You like it pretty well? Or?
Man, I love my job. I love New York, period, man. New Yorkers just love, you know.
Are you from here?
No, actually, I'm originally from California.
Oh, where at?
L.A. South Central L.A., man.
South Central Los Angeles. All
right,
that's a neighborhood
right,
for
that's
you.
That's right, that's
and
right.
And you were born there. When did you come out here?
Came out here about 2 months ago, man.
Oh, but you're new here.
I'm fresh.
No wonder you love
meat.
It.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
It's all love out here, man.
And so what have you been doing since you've been out here? What's your game out here?
What's my game? What's my status? Man, my game is basically to keep on paying bills up at my apartment, you know.
Yeah.
Paying bills, you know. I got to do that one.
Yeah.
After bills, you know what I'm saying? Work, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
School, after that.
Where are you going to school?
York College, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
That's cool.
Taking a business tech, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do the little tech thing.
Yeah, cool.
Trying to do a little something, you know, man?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, and so you're studying in school, you're going to work.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't leave a lot of time for hanging out, going out. But when you do eke out that few hours of time a week to go do something fun, what do you do?
Yeah. Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm a party freak, you know, like... Saturdays and Sundays, I'm out DJing, you know. So,
oh, awesome, okay.
Man! Like, if you guys on the air right now wanna DJ with your boy Jake the Snake, just get at me, man. Just get at me on my Hotmail, my email, my Gmail, my MySpace, all that.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your MySpace?
My MySpace is it's 54. That's 54 internally. That's internally. Internally brazy, brazy. Correction.
54 internally brazy.
That's right. That's
right.
That's
the MySpace. So if you need a DJ, you need a party freak.
Man,
Jake the Snake is your man.
Man. If you New Yorkers out there are party freaks, come holler at me, man, and we go get the party down thing. Trinidadian, Jamaicans,
awesome.
Haitians, all that.
All the way around.
Dominican, Puerto Ricans, all that, man.
What do you live in Manhattan? You live in
No, actually I stay in Queens right now, you know.
Okay. How do you like it?
Queens, I love Queens, man.
Yeah.
Have you been to Queens?
I was there once 4 years ago. I haven't been since I've been here this week.
Man,
no.
I need to take you to Queens.
All right, what now Queens? If I get to Queens, I get off the train, what stop, and then where do I go?
Okay,
the
if
first
you take
place.
The train, let's say you take an A train. You'll take the A train to Lefferts.
Okay.
The Lefferts station is the last stop.
Lefferts station,
can't
last
miss
stop.
It.
Okay.
Can't miss it. Walk straight down Liberty.
Okay.
Make a ride on Van Wyck, and you'll be right there, man.
Liberty, right on Van Wyck. And where am I? What happens? What am I going to find?
Man, you...
Jake the Snake?
You'll find a snake, man. Man, you cannot, man. You
that's
have to
the party
you,
is.
You have to hear the music, man.
That's awesome.
Man, we have like two DJs a night, so.
Really?
Yeah.
And man, you have parties every night? Only the weekends?
Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, man.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, man. Gotta
Saturday
do it,
night.
Do
I'm going
to
come down
do
to come,
do
come down to the snake
do
pad.
Gotta come down to the snake
all right.
pad, man.
All right.
It's AKA the Boom Boom Room, though, so you know.
Okay. So if I'm like, hey, if I find somebody, I'm like, hey, ask somebody on the street. Hey, do you know where the Boom Boom Room is?
Man, they'll show you exactly where it's at.
They'll be like,
man.
Oh, yeah, just to go up to Liberty, take a ride on Van Wyck there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
crazy,
I got you.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're working at, you work every day, you work full time, work part time?
I'm working part time right now, you know
that's
what I'm
good,
saying?
Yeah.
With the school thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
still a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep that level, you know.
Yeah, it pays the bills.
Gotta pay the bills,
man. Yeah.
Bills, I'm homeless, you know, so.
Man.
Gotta pay them bills. Gotta have that money in that pocket, man.
No,
you know?
No kidding. And so when you're in school and you're going to your parties, what else is the Jake the Snake lifestyle like here in New York City?
Man, my lifestyle, just a basically human being, man. I'm just trying to be on this earth, just trying to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But, sounds good.
But the man that comes first is Jah Rastafari. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The Jah, the God. You know?
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know. Big ups to him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to all my Belizeans and all my Haitians and all I'm in Trinidadian and, you know, Puerto Rican and all of them, man. Honduras people, man. I got the X on lock, man. The BK is on lock right now. Queens is on lock. Everything is good right now, man.
That's awesome.
It's all good money. Yeah, man.
That's great. So do you, you said you were doing, you're a DJ. What do you do when you DJ?
Oh, like, you mean like,
what kind of music?
What kind of music do you like, though?
I like all kinds of music. I mean, I'm not one of those people who says they like everything, because I don't like everything.
Right.
But I like a lot of rock music. Yeah. I like a lot of, sort of like old school music, you know.
Like, I don't really know
electronic
about rock.
Music.
I really don't know about rock, but I'm down with the, you know, the Blink-182. I'm down with the Limp Bizkit.
All right, fair enough.
The,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, the Chocolate Starfish, man. I'm a big fan of that one, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like, I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I like my reggae music.
They're
like,
very nice. Yeah.
I like my dance song. I like my rap. I like my R&B. You know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the ladies, you know what I'm saying? You got. The ladies love the R&B, man.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
it's true.
You know,
it's
know,
true.
You know,
I'm a so, kind so. Of a I'm a huge Prince fan. I'm really obsessed with Prince.
Man. Ooh,
so
man.
So that's
man.
Maybe you play some of that
man.
At the party in the
man.
Boom Boom Room.
Exactly, man. You ain't never lie.
And
man.
Ladies don't seem to have a problem with the Prince. You put that
never.
On. And
they love the Prince.
You do okay.
Man. The Purple Rain. Oh man, that's a panty dropper itself. I don't even know if I should.
You
be
can say
right
panty
here.
Dropper. Absolutely,
it's a panty dropper
yeah.
itself. The
yeah.
Prince, Nicki. That's
Darling Nikki,
is.
That's right. That's boy, I tell you, that changed my life right
man.
There. It's a whole other level.
That's crazy.
When I was a kid, you know, I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
all
yeah.
right.
Yeah, man, yeah,
there
man.
There you go.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
You follow, are you a Yankees fan?
Man, I'm not going to lie. At first, I wasn't, you know, say, coming from Cali.
Yeah, yeah.
I am an Angels fan and all that, but I'm out here in the East Coast now.
Man,
so
you gotta represent the East Coast at this
I'm
point.
I'm down with the
two
I'm,
months.
I'm down with the Yankees now. You know?
Yeah, not so much the Mets.
Already got my own.
Yeah, you got your. That's why I asked. So you got
yeah,
your cap,
exactly,
and I thought, well,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
It could be a fashion statement,
yeah.
Or it could be he loves the Yankees. He loves
yeah,
Jeter.
Yeah, exactly. But like a dude like me, like I used to rock the LA hat or whatever, and they was like, "You're from out of town, aren't you?" And no, man, I'm from Cali, you dig, but, you know.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Man, everything is everything, you
that's
know.
That's awesome. So exactly. you're gonna go back to your work. You're gonna sell some tickets.
Man.
Any good shows come up? Do you get to watch the shows when you're at work?
Man, I'm not going to lie, man. I just be lagging off at work right now, you know what
totally.
I'm saying? It, like. The shows be like, it be on and off, you know what I'm saying? It be like 50 people, 75 people, because
yeah.
I work at the Zenith or something.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a little part-time job, so,
yeah.
You know, like, I be watching the movies, though, man.
Yeah, so you get to go sometimes and see what
yeah,
they're showing?
Yeah.
Anything good? Anything you report on? Or anything really bad, either way? Good or bad?
Actually, what was it, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We had Samuel Jackson that was at the...
Oh, wow.
At the Ziegfeld Theater.
Oh, that's cool.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah, he is, man.
He's a good actor.
He's getting kind of old, but, man, he's still
he
Samuel
is kind of old
Jackson.
Now. And it's kind of weird to see him, because, you know, you see him in the movies, and with
yeah.
the makeup and its
yeah,
hair
yeah,
color,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they,
yeah.
he looks like he's, you know, he's a younger
yeah,
guy,
yeah.
you know. Or you remember him from older movies, like in
yeah.
the 90s.
Exactly,
but he's getting up
exactly,
there, you know.
Exactly, man, exactly.
But he's a cool guy. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I've never
yeah,
met
yeah.
him. Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, I met him. I was trying to shake his hand, but that's against the policy,
oh,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So I just gave him a little, and he was like, "What's up, my brother?" I was like, okay, cool.
Nice, yeah.
Much love, too, you know.
That's
but
nice, yeah.
Other than that, man, I'm loving New York. I'm loving your city, all right?
Hey, I'm from Cali, too. I'm a transplant myself.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
What?
I'm just here hanging out.
Okay. So what part of Cali are you from, man?
Well, I'm originally from the Bay Area.
Oh, the Bay?
And then I moved down to San Diego last summer, so I'm kind of new to Southern California. I'm kind of experienced SoCal for the first time.
Okay.
Beaches and all that. You know, I'm not used to that.
I know you miss the beaches, though.
Right now I do. Well, summertime comes, it's a whole nother level, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah. I heard,
like,
I heard.
Man, the beaches, people go crazy out there on the beaches,
yeah.
You know?
I heard.
But during the wintertime, it's not so popular. But the weather, it's cold here. I mean, you probably realize that. It's different from Los Angeles, right?
I'm not going to lie. When I got off the plane, yo, like, I had on, like, three sweaters and like two jackets. Like,
yeah, I know.
People's looking at me like I was an Eskimo. So
man, I walked from Terminal 6 to Terminal 7 at JFK because I was meeting my friend over there. Uh-huh. And my hands, I was like, it was like early in the morning, like 6 in the morning, right?
Okay.
And I'm
walking
with carrying the bag, rolling it, you know, behind me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And my hands just got like red and like just kind of like dry and ashy, you know? Like it was just like, I got there and I was just
I'm
like, I realized, like, I could die. Yeah. I could die out here in this.
Yeah, man.
If I stood out here for another 5 minutes, I'd be dead. I'd just die right there on the street. They'd have the security come pick me up, you know, with a forklift, you know.
You crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, but, like, I had to buy my ski mask and all that because, man, like, every time you even breathe a deep breath, like, you get like,
it's cold.
Yeah.
So have you gotten sick yet? No, I hope not.
No. I can't get sick, man. I have no health insurance, so you know.
Oh, really?
No.
That's
health,
lame. How come?
No health insurance.
They're not giving you health insurance at the theater, huh?
No.
We got to organize.
Yeah, you got to organize. Please organize for your boy, man.
We got to get Teamsters in there. Organize
the ticket office. Trying to stay healthy here, man.
Organize the Madison Square.
The Garden.
We need health insurance for our box office workers, you people.
You already know.
That's lame. So you got to keep healthy,
man,
as a result. You a vegetarian?
That's a must. Oh, me?
Yeah.
What do you
say?
Dude,
I'm not a vegetarian. I eat meat.
No. Yeah, I eat all kinds of meat, man.
Okay.
Except,
but some people try to eat healthy,
pork,
so they don't eat meat.
Except for
pork.
Though.
Well, yeah.
Rastamondo eat pork.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I
have to say, I do enjoy a pork sausage from time to time. You know, eating them sand, like a hoagie kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, every once in a while, it's delicious.
If it's a little sausage, go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
You know, every once in a while.
I'm blaming.
Or a nice pork loin. But,
yeah.
But I, you know, a lot of different religious practices and cultures say pork's bad times.
Yeah, man.
You
pork
know?
Is very, very bad for you, man.
Do you have any other dietary things you do as a result of your practice, or
nah,
just that one?
Nah,
yeah, that's cool.
So I'm just at work, just studying, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to have like a little band and all that, man.
Yeah,
man, like a little Punta Rock band. You know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah,
like my background ethic is from Belize.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know from Central America, you know?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, man, Belize, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and all
have
that.
Have you ever been down there to visit, ever?
Man, like, every other year.
Really? You go down to Belize every year?
Yeah, man.
Every other year. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and your family's down there, or what?
Oh, my family actually lives in California.
They live in California.
Yeah, man.
So you just go down there to hang, you just go down to visit, like, pilgrimage kind of thing.
Man, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Like, every other month, man, I gotta see my fan band, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
man,
great.
Yeah,
that's
man,
good. So you have siblings?
Ah, no siblings yet. No
okay.
My mama told me to strap up, so, you know, I had to be on that, man. And
Yeah.
And I'm scared of...
And she lives in L.A.?
Yeah, she lives in
okay,
L.A.
Okay,
yeah,
good deal.
Exactly.
I bet she's... Have she ever come out to New York to visit you?
Not yet.
But she's going to, I bet,
yet,
at some point.
But she's planning to.
You work it out.
Yeah. She'll work it out.
That's awesome.
No problem.
That'll be fun. You can show her in New York. You'll get your bearings,
man,
you know.
She'll love that, though. Moms will love that, man.
Because, you know, people, like, they like to go to all those places they see on TV, too. You know, my brother right now has just got here. He's going to Midtown. You know, he wants to see NBC Studios and all that shit.
NBC,
you know?
And all that.
I mean, you know, it's what you see on TV, right? So it's
kind of
like, I want to see Rockefeller Center, you know?
See
what, and that's kind of cute, you know? That's nice. That's what families for, you know? They come do that stuff.
Man, like, that's what I came to New York for, to see the Rockefeller Center,
that's
the
right.
Times Square.
There you go.
Like, I'm not going to lie, yo. Like, straight up, when I seen Times Square, like, I was just smiling like a kid that just saw Disney, and I'm like, yo, like, this is crazy. Like,
that's awesome.
This is like a mini, like a mini Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
You know, Dan, do you know, Times Square used to be, like, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, Times Square used to not be like that. It used to be, like, kind of, like, all, like, porn shops, like,
really?
stripper, like, adult stripper
Times
places.
Square?
Yeah, and, like, drug deals and, like, prostitutes and sex shops. Like, that was Times Square for all through the 80s, all through, like, the 70s and 80s. Mm. So when people say they go down to Times Square, you were like, what are you going to do down there? Like, you have a whole other view, right? But then
exactly,
Giuliani
exactly,
and all the cops
exactly.
and everything kind of cleared, you know, they did all this crap.
All
down
that's
there.
Cleared out now.
And so then they shut down stuff, you know, and then not all that was done the right way, as but some of it's interesting now, because now Times Square is like this kind of place you go. Like, I saw it and it was like Coca-Cola sign, there, man. And just like kind of glitzy, kind of amazing, kind of New York, you know.
And I still see P. Diddy sign up there. I've been up there since I've been here, and I've been here since like what, 2 months ago.
That's
and
awesome.
And I still see,
for you right there.
And I still see Diddy in his little mohawk. I'm like, man, take that down, please. I don't hate on P. Diddy like that, but man, take it down.
Two months is a long time.
That's a long time.
Who would you rather have up there?
Man, to tell you the truth, I'm not even trying to get on a politician or all that, but like,
yeah, sure, why not?
I want to see Obama and then I want to see Hillary right there, just
on the sign.
Both of them right there.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
But do you have a favorite in the election right now?
Favorite election?
Yeah,
nah,
leaning one way or another.
I don't have no favorite right now.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping for the best, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but
yeah.
If Hillary wins, she wins, you know. But if Obama wins, he.
Yeah,
he's in for it.
Yeah, know? I'm rabidly supportive of Obama myself.
Right.
So I don't have that equilibrium that you have.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just equal. I'm just equal.
McCain, you're not a big McCain supporter.
No, not at all. I don't know who is. Though,
yeah, I don't know who is
not
either.
Not at all.
I'm from Texas originally.
Oh,
and
really?
People down there, they do like the Republicans down there.
What
in Texas?
Part of Texas?
San Antonio.
Okay, I've been.
Would you like it?
It was hot. It was hot when I went. It was hot. Like,
it is hot.
It was steaming hot there, bro.
Yeah, you went in the summertime, maybe, huh?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and I hated it.
It's like 101 degrees.
It was over like 115, I think. It was so hot. I was inside the car in the air conditioner, like, like it was not like, man, like 60 degrees.
What were you doing in San Antonio?
Man, I think I was visiting a friend. Like,
yeah.
He was supposed to be graduating, like, in June or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, man, that's a bad time. Yeah, I had to go down there last August, and I got out of the airport. You know, when you're on the plane, it's air conditioned, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go through the little breezeway to get to the airport. You know,
and
so I get off the plane in that breeze, that tunnel. And it was it's just
steam.
In the tunnel.
Steam.
I was like, oh, I just felt like it was crushing me. Like I entered like the, you know, another planet, you know. And I got into the airport, and I thought, this is gonna suck. I had to go get in the car. And I like ran to the car like I'm running on planet Mars or some shit. You know, like I'm running. Just get me to the car, air conditioned, like pressurized environment.
Haven't even reached to the airport yet, huh? But you
already. Oh my God! It was. No, I won't go back. I'll go back in December to see my father. But December's not so bad.
Because
it's cold. It's a little bit warm. It's not cold like here, but it's cooler, you know?
Okay.
But I won't go back. I told him, you know what, Dad, ain't going to happen in the summertime.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
Can't do it in the summer, man. That's crazy. Can't do it in the summer, man. But, like, I heard out here in the summer be crazy, right? Like,
I hear it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I hear it's pretty hot in the summertime.
I haven't experienced one.
But it ain't
going to
be like San Antonio. I mean, it's going to be 80-something, 88 degrees. Mm-hmm. It'll be hot. I mean, it'll get hot. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll wear shorts. And you ever wear shorts? I don't wear shorts, really.
All the time.
So, yeah, you'll need to wear them in the summertime.
I'm from Cali, so, you know, that's...
The shorts,
the checks, the wife beater, it be hot in Cali, you know?
Yeah.
You just can't be sweating for no reason. you start stinking, man.
The
females don't like that.
No. So you have a lady in your life right now, or are you just kind of like, you're shopping around?
Do I have a lady in my life? No, I claim it's no female right now, but, you know, I have a little lady thing that I'm talking to, but, you know, she doesn't particularly belong to me, you know, so.
Okay.
She's in her life somewhere.
You're working
it out. She's doing her own thing.
All right.
She has her job, her school thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah. All right.
It is what it is.
All right,
man.
That's cool. Well, you're in New York. Is she in New York also?
Oh, yeah. She's already.
That's good. That's a good first step.
Yeah,
get in the same city.
Yeah.
And then you just let chips fall where they may.
Yeah, man. Just let them fall where they lay. Just like my man say, man. For real, man.
Awesome. Well, I think you want to tell the people out there in the world anything that I've failed to bring up or mention that's important that we should talk about?
What is out there? What is out there? Other than the politicians and the war in the Middle East and...
Yeah, well, so we can talk about that. That's a perfectly good issue.
Man,
war in the Middle East.
Man,
what's going on?
War in the Middle East. I hope if Hillary or Obama gets in that chair, like, they need to stop all that and bring all the troops back, like,
yeah,
like all that is nonsense. Like, that's just bills, like, that's tax money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
And you know what I'm saying, like, the people's in the suburbs, like we really 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 need that money, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, so,
yeah,
man, like, they need to put a stop on that quickly, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people getting killed, man, and exactly, a lot of people getting
exactly,
hurt.
Exactly, Rasta. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we want to get people back. And you, have you ever, you know, either in school or in your other work, have you talked to other people who feel the same way? Do you feel like people, like, among your peers, this
man,
is a shared
I think everybody that I talk to, like, they feel the same way, or they're just so aggravated about the whole situation that they don't even want to talk about it. Like,
yeah,
man, like, I'm over that. Like, that's never going to stop unless Bill gets... I'm not going to try to put the president name out there, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless Bush gets out there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but, yeah, we can talk about President Bush. He did all this, right? He started all this.
Man, Bush started everything. Bush, man, I think Bush and Obama is cousins or something, man. Osama bin Laden, I'm talking about,
nah,
too.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm playing, but, like...
The two people who gained most out of this war...
Man.
Bush and Osama, right? You know,
exactly,
we're just playing it like it is. Call it like,
man,
you see it. You
exactly,
know what I'm saying?
Man, like Bush fathers has too much, just too much to do with the old Middle East that was going on, like way before.
And so when you talk to your friends and you guys, politics comes up, do you feel like, you know, among your friends, either at school or at the box office or the friends at the Boom Boom Room?
Huh.
Do people feel pretty engaged politically? They feel pretty outraged. They feel like, you know what, it's so fucked up, I can't get involved. What's the sense?
What's the sense of it? People, like the friends that I be talking to, but like they're so aggravated and so mad about the whole situations that they don't even want nothing to do with it. But like,
yeah.
But like, I think most of the young youths out here are voting for Obama.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know. Like I don't even know if they know the man's background, but
sure, yeah.
But like, they're voting for Obama. Like, if I knew the man's background, like, okay, I'll go ahead and vote for him. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I haven't even voted yet, you know. But
yeah.
Since I've been working and everything,
yeah,
but,
no,
you know.
It's hard to vote. You know, votes on Tuesdays. People have to work.
Exactly,
you got to school.
Exactly,
it's, you know, exactly. Some places they have their elections on Saturdays. That makes a little bit more sense. At least for school students, you know, like people are doing like you're doing, right?
Exactly.
So it's not so fair sometimes, right? The way the voting works out.
And I work on Saturdays sometimes, so, man.
Yeah.
I'll never get no time off, you know?
And some places, they make it a holiday where they make you're allowed people take off work.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not necessarily in the United States, but
that'd
other countries, you know what I'm
right
saying?
There,
they have
man.
Election day as a day.
That'll be a blessing right there.
People
man.
Say, you know, you don't work, you go vote, and then you go have a pizza.
Man,
and take
man,
a nap. That's the holiday right there,
man,
right?
A pizza and a 40-ounce, man. I'm taking it way back from the West Coast, huh? man.
Totally.
Man.
So there's the war. That's an issue you've been thinking about. The election you've been thinking about. If you don't like McCain, you feel like Obama, Hillary, either one of them.
No. Like I heard. I think I was reading the New York Times or whatever, and. Basically, McCain, he still wants war in the Middle East. Like,
yeah, seems like it, doesn't
so
it?
So what type of stuff is that? Like, that makes no kind of sense.
It doesn't make any sense. If, you know, if you think something like 70% of the country wants to get out of the war, then why would there be a politician who's a serious candidate who's saying we need to be in there longer?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That's this country doesn't always make a lot
it's
of sense.
It's just causing more and more trouble.
Sometimes things are...
More and more drama.
Yeah,
more and
that's
more
true.
Drama. But I think, I already know that America loves drama, so if they want drama, go ahead and put the man in the office, man, and... Go ahead and have your drama. But
do you know anybody in the service? Do you have any of your friends ever signed up or go into the U.S. military?
As in the military,
yeah.
My sister,
really.
My cousin,
yeah.
A lot of family in the military. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. And how are they feeling?
I don't even know if I should put that on the
that's okay.
Air.
No, it's good. It's good. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Don't
man,
sweat it.
Like they feel like it's bullshit. Like they all want to come home. Like
sure, yeah.
They're like. Like, man, the way that they're feeling out there, like, they're so terrified and scared of losing their life over some war, like, that they didn't even start. Like, they're all young, like, through ages from 25 to what, like, 28, 29.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah, young.
Come on, man, like.
Younger, you know, 18, 19-year-olds even.
Exactly,
you know?
straight out of high school, come on now.
Yeah.
With it's a scary. Rifle, with an AK, with...
I mean, kids, you know?
Kids, come on, man. Like, that is not setting an example. Like,
yeah.
That's what Bush needs to realize.
Yeah.
Why don't he send his son out, or why don't Bush go out there with an AK or something
Yeah, he's
like
got
that.
Two daughters who are of, you know, military age, you know?
Man.
Just saying.
Man.
If you've got a sister and a cousin serving...
Yeah.
Both women...
Yeah,
Bush, the Bush daughters could serve.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, the Bush, man.
That 22 years old.
Yeah,
23 years old. They could go and do their part.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
your family's patriots.
Yeah,
what is
exactly,
his family?
Exactly,
are they patriots?
Exactly,
that's
exactly.
The question. I don't know. I can't see it.
I thought they was patriots, man.
It's something else. Well, I've been great having you on the air, Jake Snake.
Oh,
you're going to come back at some point in a couple weeks, maybe,
man,
do another show?
Man, hey, yo, check it out. I'm going to bring my boy Dredd out here next week, man. And we're going to do a little rap scene up on this little
awesome.
on the station, all right? So you guys better stay tuned, you dig? It's your boy Young Snake signing out, man. Much love, much respect. Ja Rise the Far Right. Run love.
All right, Neighborhood Public Radio, 91.9 FM. And on neighborhoodpublicradio.org, broadcasting from 941 Madison. Stay tuned. We got more talk, music, intervention, discussion, insanity happening here on the air. More than you could ever imagine.